Saint Francis therefore inspired many things of the Catholic Church. We don't realize how much he did. And that's why the quotation from his writings about the real presence is so important. Then, in the 13th century, not a few communities of consecrated, especially women, came into existence, specializing in Eucharistic adoration. When I finish here in Calcutta on the 6th of December, I'll be in Detroit then for 2 weeks. Then, on the 21st of December, I go to New Mexico to give the annual retreat to the community called the Handmaids of the Precious Blood. 24 hours each day, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And this is where the women, over the centuries, have been outstanding in their devotion to, adoration of, and deep faith in the real presence. Religious communities, sisters, the missions of charity. What word shall I use? I don't think by now they would have even survived. Sisters, you have to be a priest over 50 years to learn a lot. Experience has taught me that community not only survives, but thrives, whose members have a deep faith in and devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Sisters, your future depends on your faith. And you, sisters, that's why I think I'm here. And you are to become, as we'll say before we go on too farther, you are to become, remember, apostles of the Eucharist. We go on. Then St. Thomas Aquinas. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of St. Thomas Aquinas in preserving and promoting faith in the real presence. I borrowed Frank's Daily Missal. It is well about 1,800 pages in size. Oh, thank you. One hymn after another that St. Thomas composed has become part of the patrimony, charism, if you wish, of the Catholic Church. Remember, it was during his lifetime that there was issued to the Catholic Church what feast? Corpus Christi. And St. Thomas was ordered by the Pope to compose the hymns for the Feast of Corpus Christi. I thought I would read just a few lines. The Tantum Ergo. Frank. the mud parts, but she shifted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or the one you were looking at?
Okay. Thank you. Before we go to the Tantum Ergo, the Nopanis Angelicus, do people sing that? Do you know that? Panis Angelicus, Panis types. Henceforth, we feed on angels' food, on his angelicus. The slave, a wonder, eats the flesh of his incarnate God. Could not be clearer. Then, the Adorote. Do you know that? Ote devote, latens deita, quae subis figure, vere latita, tibi se comero, totum subici, qui arte contempla. Autum Delphici. Talk about timing. But as usual, I try to say something about the Muslims. I'm sure you know how the Muslims have a great devotion to Mary. Did you know that? They do not believe that she, of course, is the Mother of God. But they do believe that she was, and of course is, the Mother of Jesus. And that is why, if we Christians are going to convert the Muslims, we must first of all have a great devotion to Our Lady. But secondly, we must imitate the virtues of Our Lady. And among the virtues which the Muslims specially cherish in Mary is her deep humility. And sisters, why, many of you know, why do religious women cover their heads? Could I be heard? I'm asking, why do consecrated women religious, why do they cover their heads?